With the 2020 census in full swing, this week at WBEZ, we'll look at how it affects our daily lives in ways we may not have thought about. Take, for example, business and education. Today, in the first of our three-part series on the census, WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang explores how census data is used during national emergencies like the COVID-19 outbreak.
As healthcare professionals in Illinois scramble to diagnose and treat patients with COVID-19, they've come across a shortage of protective hospital gear. Here's Governor J.B. Pritzker on CNN.
We need millions of masks and hundreds of thousands of gowns and gloves and the rest.
The federal agency that's been put in charge of distributing this equipment, and well, almost every other aspect of the national response to the COVID-19 crisis, is FEMA. That's short for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Pritzker said it's been helpful to have FEMA be the lead group for the federal response.
We're not having to ping different agencies, and I do think FEMA is more prepared for this than the other agencies were.
When FEMA responds to national emergencies and natural disasters, the agency relies heavily on data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Here's Census Bureau spokesman Michael Cook.
FEMA uses our information to determine exactly where people are and where they live when they're trying to determine what that response should look like.
He says when residents fill out that census form, they become part of a basic population count. And then
the census is used as a benchmark for a myriad of the surveys that we conduct that are used on a daily basis by emergency responders.
And that's not all. FEMA funding is distributed in part using population numbers from the Census Bureau. Andrew Reamer is a research professor at George Washington University. He studies how the census affects funding for hundreds of federal programs. Here he walks us through FEMA funding.
Some programs are preventive in nature, like assistance to firefighters, for instance. A lot of those programs are based on a community share or state share of the U.S. population. Then, of course, they have programs that give money to communities after a emergency, after some kind of disaster, which is the case here.
These kinds of funds are crucial in the aftermath of a hurricane or a wildfire, and they will be key to recovery efforts months, maybe years, after the COVID-19 outbreak is contained. Here's Reamer again.
If you want your community to get its fair share of funds to recover from an economic disaster, it's important to fill out the census.
Reamer also points out that COVID-19 is different from a hurricane or a flood or other emergency. It's a public health crisis. An inaccurate census count will limit the ability of public health officials to understand the spread of the virus and what groups are most affected by it. Among other things, that means they could have a harder time researching ways to stop future viruses from spreading.
So if you want your community to have an accurate sense of the extent to which the pandemic hit the population, you need an accurate census count.
Reamer adds that with all the stay-at-home orders throughout the country, this year may have been the perfect time for the census to go online. If you've yet to fill out your form, visit 2020census.gov. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.